flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, B-Rich and Finney, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear that song, you know is that what that means. That means that we're going to be joined by our guy, and he's going to be joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and cooling and air conditioning products in the DMV. And that means our guy, Peter Rosenberg, King of New York, joining us. Rosenberg Radio, you can follow him on X. What's up, Peter? How you doing, brother?
How you doing, B-Mitch? I'm hanging. I'm recovering, bouncing back. We're doing all right, man.
It sounds like you're losing a little sleep at night. What's going on?
No. I'm telling you the truth. I got to be honest. My sleep is okay because I don't want to shortchange anybody who's unable to get help. So we've had help, and it has been money well spent to get some help at night. Keeping me fresh during the day so I can at least do my jobs. And nah, we've been pretty good, man. Obviously, we were up late last night watching the horrible news from Reagan National Airport.
Tough, man.
Super, super tough night. We were thinking about the DMV and everybody in Wichita and the U.S. ice skating team as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a terrible thing, man. But, yeah, no, in general, we are doing okay with regard to the rest, you know. Maybe that's a silver lining to the football season ending, was I can stop having to worry and put all that emotion towards football. So maybe that'll help me.
That's how it was. Like, when I remember my kids were born, well, Bria during football season. Maya was born during football season, but she was born premature, which was, talk about some damn worries and nerves and stuff there. She was born at 29 and a half weeks? 1 pound, 4.5 ounces, 11 inches long.
Oh, good God.
That was tough.
Oh, my God.
Then my baby girl came my last year, but, you know, I'm going to work. So mom's like, I got it. So I was cool. But I hear some dudes like, yo, man, I was up every 2 hours. I'm like, I don't know nothing about that.
Man,
taking care of.
You are very blessed. Well, listen, you were making yourself a very nice NFL salary, and your wife said, you know what, let me make sure I handle things so he can go and get that bag every week.
Exactly.
Teamwork. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah. Teamwork, make the dream work. Well, Peter, the season ended not like how we wanted to, but you know what? They gave us a great run along the way. Your thoughts on the whole season?
Listen, let me just start by saying, with regard to the loss, It was not a shocking defeat, There was a reason that when we talked, I kept wanting to avoid the Eagles. And it's not because we could not have won that football game. I think I'm sure you guys have now talked about it ad nauseum. You know, like, you don't put the ball on the ground three times. We're having a much different conversation in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating to have all these fans. Like, so I've been talking trash for 2 years because when the Giants played the Eagles, if you guys remember, the Giants played the Eagles in the divisional round in 2022 and got the hinges knocked off. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
And so I've had, you know, Giants fans and Eagles fans try to say, oh, look, you talked about that, and then your team got blown out. But that we all know that's not the real story of this game. This is a game that the Commanders absolutely could have been competing to win at the end, but you just got to hold the football. So, listen, frustrating. I would have probably rather gone to L.A., but it is what it is. It was an amazing run, man. And, you know, I firmly believe – in the idea of building off of momentum, and there's no reason for me to think that this team will not be able to be very good, and I would imagine better next season. I think we have the fifth best quarterback in all of football. That's what I think. I think the Commanders have the fifth best quarterback. I think you take the four monsters out of the AFC, and then you would take Jaden Daniels. And if you have a guy, and then now we got Cliff coming back, who has a, you know, I'm sure has a chip on his shoulder, wants to prove people even more what he's capable of. So I'm grateful. It was an amazing run. And obviously it'll be very exciting to look forward to a season this way.
Peter, as you, we talked about this earlier on, I think Monday, we were asking people their favorite moment of the season. What's that favorite moment for you?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I came up with that. Nah, Landfill came up with that.
So I guess the obvious answer for a lot of people would probably be the Bears game, just on the strength of how fun the moment was.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, I watched that one 50 times. I mean, who didn't continue to go back and watch that over and over again? In a lot of ways, though, the Cincinnati game was fantastic, and that was sort of the moment that you knew. But I think it's got to be the Detroit playoff game, man. It has to be for me because, number one, my daughter had just gotten here, and I got to watch it with her. And number two, this is the team that I all year thought was the best team in the conference, if not the competing to be the best team in the league. And to go win that playoff game and shock the world and to do it in the fashion that we did, which was, you know, Jaden being Jaden, pick sixes. I mean, we were doing things in that game I've never – yo, getting to see a pick six by your team in a divisional playoff game? Nah, I've never gotten to experience anything like that as an adult. So I'll go with the Detroit win as my favorite moment.
I'll tell you this, that game, you know, Peter, being there in person – where they, I think they give out these like wristbands or whatever, these little bands to people when they come in. And those bands are connected to the, I guess, the system, the audiovisual system and all that. And when music is playing, the bands are beating with the music. And like certain parts would be blue, certain parts would be silver. It was the one of the most amazing performances I've seen with like the light show or say like that. But to watch us never get fazed by none of it and just take their fans out of it, that was amazing to me as well. You know, sitting in there, I'm telling you, you couldn't hear yourself in the press box. And their press box, they don't have any windows on their press box. They leave it open. So you're getting the same noise as the rest of the stadium getting. And that stuff was, it was one of those type of stadium that could intimidate you, but Washington wasn't intimidated one bit at all. And I loved it.
Yeah, no, that it's so true, man. That building, no one really gave us a chance going into the Detroit game. I mean, we may have gotten a little too gassed going into Philly, but nobody was giving us a chance going into Detroit. So, yeah, that was a special moment.
Yep. So, at this season coming up, and we watched the season. We know the team played great. They gave us a lot of great moments, but they're going to have to make some changes on this team. What do you think some of those changes should be or will be?
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man, you know what? You're just bringing the heat today, B.
Hey, man, you know, I'm trying to go in the bag, dog. Got to go in the bag to get the bag.
Well, listen, we got a lot of cap room to play with, right?
Yep.
They got to beef up the secondary, man. They just do. We have to be – how many different games were we just getting knifed up? You know, and I talked about last week when we talked about – how this team was great at getting opportune stops, and I stand by that. But the truth is, it's just not a strong enough defense all the way through. And I really think that I would start probably in the secondary with this team. I will say I think the idea of adding another really solid weapon for Jaden would be tremendous. I mean, obviously, De'Ami Brown had turned into a guy, and it's a shame that he put that one on the ground because he had really had a great second half of the season in playoffs.
Yeah,
but the truth is, they still probably need another piece. You know, obviously, we don't know what Zach Ertz's future is going to be. If we don't have him, there's going to be someone else who we really need to step up. Because he catches a lot of balls for Jaden Daniels.
Yes, he does.
So I would say the two places I'd say are the secondary and the weapons for JD5.
Like me, when I look at any aspect of football, you know, and I play skill positions all my life, I look at the people in front, the lines. I think if you got more pass rush, you got better secondary play. If you have more blocking up front, you have more big plays. So I think O-line, D-line has to be enhanced. And if they enhance that, then you don't necessarily have to spend super top dollar on those other positions.
It's a great point, too. It's just weird for us to say because we're a year removed from having such an embarrassment of riches up front on the D-line that they literally like, oh, well, let's get rid of some of these. We got too much.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting there, and after Payne and Allen, you're like, oh, wait, we kind of do need some help up front, too. Also, we got to answer a question. I mean, can Marshawn Lattimore do it or not? I mean, there's the physical availability part of Lattimore that is frustrating. And then, of course, there are just some moments that he had where, you know, this, I think people are always quick to kill corners because it is the most thankless position in sports.
Totally.
And we as fans don't understand what happens on a given play, and the last man you see get beat is the corner. So I think Lattimore – in a couple of games really saved our, you know what, but the fact is for him to be a valuable contributor to this team, he's got to be healthy next year or he's not there.
And like, I think that's what Peters is saying. Like, you know, we need to have him for an off season with all the guys. And then we'll see how that goes. I believe it'll be better for him, you know, to really see how people do it. You get the strength coach and all of, and the program to get him going in that. And he'll be I think he'll show what he's capable of.
So, yeah, so we'll see. You know, and then I know obviously a lot of people have issues with St. Juice. You know, Quan Martin obviously had a big moment there in the playoffs that
Quan
people are super excited about.
Yeah.
I like Jeremy Chinn. So, like, they got people who can play. The question is, that defense just needs to get better, whether it's getting bigger up front and better up front to save the secondary a bit or beefing up the secondary or both. But hopefully they have enough money to address all of these things. The beauty of it all is that I feel like they have a quarterback who is going to be able to get it done kind of regardless of what they have. But I really hope we're able to continue. You know, listen, I'd love to see more Zach Ertz. I thought Ertz really surprised me this year.
Yeah, he
did. I did not expect that level of performance from him. And obviously you saw in the game against Philly, once Terry was kind of taken out of that game and we were not able to find him, he was the only real reliable weapon all day long for Daniels. So him and Austin Eckler really turned out to be great pieces from Adam Peters.
Yeah, listen, they knew what they needed to go do, what they needed to get, and they got it. And I think they need to just keep going. Because, see, what they showed last year to me is you don't need top dollar in every position to win. But if you have them in certain positions, you can win. So as we look towards this season with almost $100 million in salary cap, I don't think they have to spend all the money. You got to get the right people that hit. See, we had went with all those first rounders, they all weren't hitting. If they get a second or third round that hits, that's better. That's even better than the first round that hit because they ain't making all that money.
So, exactly. And think about like a Noah Brown, for example.
Yes.
You know, that before his unfortunate and untimely injury, you know, that's a guy who was an impact player that didn't cost you anything and nobody was thinking about. So it's not always about, as we know firsthand being fans of this team, it ain't always about the big sexy splash.
Nope.
Make the right decisions. But listen, I will be flabbergasted if we're not competing in a real way next year.
All right, I'm with you on that. I think we will be competing in a nice way, and I think things are going to be great for us. So, and the schedule's going to be tougher. The expectations will be higher. But I think they got the people inside the building that are willing to deal with all that stuff. So it'll work out perfect for them.
Absolutely. And listen, and you probably won't get every bounce that you got this year. I mean, winning the games the way that we did over and over again, that is very rare. But my hope is there are a few more games where we're not put in those situations.
Yeah.
And I really think that this team is – listen, you never know if you're going to get back. That's why at the end, even though I wasn't heartbroken after this loss because it was all bonus, the part that made it tough is, hey, as we know, championship games don't grow on trees.
Nope.
And you don't know if you're going to get one again. But I do firmly believe that this team will be back.
I also believe this, Peter, that the games that we won in the last on the last play, how about already be winning the games going into the last 10 minutes, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, I had heart palpitations this year. Woo.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I don't want to be the cardiac Commanders.
Hell
I want to
no.
be the low heart rate chilling Commanders.
That's it. Beat them now. Don't wait till late. Beat them now.
Exactly.
All right, brother. We appreciate you giving us some time, man.
Hey, man, I hope JP shows up at the live show tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope he shows up in New Orleans.
All right, later, guys.
All right, bro. That's Peter Roseberg joining us here on the B. Mitchell Finley Show. Take us a quick break. We get back. We're going to find out how did the best go last night. Jeff, you're losing now. We'll be right back.